How are these Christmas songs going to work, Dan?
Well, we did a drawing off the air.
We did.
And, well, I'm probably going to nail it, so I'll go last. Okay?
Okay.
And I have a Garrett impression, too, if you want to hear it. I'm pretty happy to do it at any point. And drawing the first straw to lead us off.
Do you, okay,
we've all prepared.
You want to draw the first straw?
No. I've drew him off the air.
Okay.
The committee behind closed doors dealt with this.
Okay.
You wouldn't understand the nuances of it, but we're all going to do our Christmas songs. We have them planned for the next segment. We have time for just one in this segment.
To whet the appetite.
And like I drew all the names, and the name that came up last, he got picked to do the first Christmas song. He's going to lead us off and try to get us all into the spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Killer Kellison.
Yeah.
Wow.
He actually volunteered. He said he would go first, right? You said,
I just want to get it done and over with, sir.
Is there music?
You're not against this, right?
I'm not against it. You told me I needed to do it, so I'm getting the job done.
This is a cappella?
That's right. We've been planning this all week. Everybody on the show has been working hard on their Christmas songs. Killer is no exception. He is. I've seen him in the press room the other day, kind of practicing it. I've seen him writing lyrics. He's been working hard on this all week.
I've been singing it as I walk down the halls.
Is this your ticket singing debut?
This is my ticket singing debut.
Oh, this is wonderful.
And probably leading to the retirement.
Okay.
All right. Are you gentlemen ready? Ready?
We are ready.
Are you really ready?
We're like the judges on American Idol, we just have to say. Anytime you're ready.
All right. You know Killer and Blake and Andrew and Dwayne, Kevin and Pete and Bill and Nick, but do you recall the most famous engineer of all? Tony, the head wound engineer, had a very severe injury, and if you ever saw him, you could even say he drools. All of the other engineers used to laugh and call him names like Blankenship. They never let poor Tony do any of the cool remotes. Then one guy's night out broadcast, Corby and Dan asked Tony, Tony, do you watch Dancing with the Stars? Can you do that trick right now? Then all the engineers loved him as he shouted out with glee, Yippee! Tony, the head wound engineer, you'll go dancing in infamy. That's all I got. Sons of bitches.
It's the Ticket Sports Day Talk app.
I love going on the road with the Stars. And show MVP definitely this week. I mean, Bob, I understand. You're like LeBron. It's just kind of boring to vote for you every day. Every week.
You too, Dan.
I know a lot of people say I'm more Jordan, and it's just boring to vote for me every year. Killer has been the show MVP thus far. He's fantastic.
Yay, Killer.
He's engineering.
Killer here.
Hey.
He's doing bits.
Talked us into dessert last night. That was a great call.
He did indeed.
Easy, bro.
Oh. Dessert still exists. He just had a sizable amount.
Look, you don't have to live
sensible.
Soda every
sensible amount.
He did. Microphone, please. Go ahead and say a few words.
Thank you.
Good job, Killer.
Okay, so we've been planning these Christmas songs for some time. And in this segment, it's time for Killer. What we microphone? I need you on headset here. Yeah. It's time for what we call the big reveal, and what that means is
we may be jerks.
No one else did a Christmas song. We only did the. We set this whole thing up just so you would do a Christmas song on the air.
Son of a bitch!
And you did a great job.
It was more than we could have even dreamed. Now, if you're just tuning in, Killer did his Christmas song last segment. We've been telling him for 2 weeks to prepare a Christmas song.
He told
me
on Monday.
And we were going to do Christmas songs.
You did a great job.
And then
job.
We decided last week we just didn't want to, but we also didn't want Killer to not do a Christmas song.
All that work you'd put into it?
So we decided, let's just pretend we're doing Christmas songs.
And then you decided to do an a cappella one, which was...
That like wasn't our fault!
The greatest Christmas gift ever.
We didn't.
It's not your fault at all. It's mine.
So let's... Okay, we're going to replay it.
I thought I avoided like a practical joke last night when we were talking about the team breakfast. And you guys were, and I was like thinking we were supposed to go to the team breakfast, and then it was revealed not to go.
So yeah, so for some reason, oh, I know the John Klingberg arrangements were being made, Jake, and so he was telling me, you know, where to meet him outside the Stars breakfast, and somehow that turned into Killer. You're being invited to the Stars team breakfast.
Yeah, he overheard a little bit. And he thought, oh, we're supposed to go to team breakfast? So Bob could have pranked you severely there.
So then add-ons are you have to show up at breakfast in a suit, but for some reason, you have to be barefoot.
And and the directive was just go ahead, dig into the buffet. Once you get there, they're really cool. Just in fact, Sagan asked if you'd sit next to him.
Yeah, they're very superstitious, and recently they have found wearing a suit but being barefoot to their team breakfast.
They've won three in a row like yeah. that, yeah. So just do it. Don't ask questions. But you backed off that, but we did this. We did the let's have Killer do a Christmas song, and we won't. And like Bob said, the choice for you to not use music was incredibly fortuitous for us.
On point.
Don't really understand what your thought process is there, so let's start there. Why? Like, it seems to me, as a guy who also can't sing.
Well, what are you saying?
Having music behind you eases the pain of people hearing your horrible voice. What was going through your mind when you decided, I don't need music?
Every arrangement I could find online, I just couldn't keep up with the tempo, and I couldn't match the pitch at all. So I figured just go a cappella. That way, if I modulate the different pitches and stuff, it doesn't matter.
Maybe
it's a great idea.
A little metronome.
I could have done a little metronome. I could have practiced a little bit more.
Oh, my God.
I think you have a wonderful voice, Killer. I think you nailed it, and you did a great job, and we all will have a happier Christmas because of you.
All right. That's so if you're just tuning in and... We're going to play you that if you're not just tuning in, if you listened last segment, well, we've got a bonus for you. You get to hear it again right now. Now, I'm going
to
let the 1 minute play.
Never to hear it again.
I'm going to let the 1 minute play and save your questions for the end because I've already got 10 written down.
Okay.
So we've already got the one question out of the way. Why did you go no music? And here,
sorry, Tony.
Here is here is the entirety of all the Christmas songs that we have all prepared this week. It's The Killer from moments ago.
You know Killer and Blake and Andrew and Dwayne, Kevin and Pete and Bill and Nick, but do you recall the most famous engineer of all? Tony, the head wound engineer, had a very severe injury. And if you ever saw him, you could even say he drools. All of the other engineers used to laugh and call him names like Blankenship. They never let poor Tony do any of the cool remotes. Then one guy's night out broadcast, Corby and Dan asked Tony, Tony, do you watch Dancing with the Stars? Can you do that trick right now? Then all the engineers loved him as he shouted out with glee, yippee! Tony, the head wound engineer, you'll go dancing in infamy. That's all I got. Sons of bitches.
Yay, Killer.
Excellent.
Number one.
Why do I think of when Dirk won the MVP and then was bounced by Golden State, though?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just thought of that sports analogy. So I was going to add, here's one of my questions. Have you ever noticed in songs
as he set up to his question? God. This will probably go well. Go on, please finish your question.
And particularly this song and many other Christmas songs, but the last word of one line will rhyme with the last word of the next line. And it appears that
I just didn't care.
That never entered your thought process, let alone let me get the same amount of syllables in this parody song that the actual song has.
I did try to get the same amount of syllables and stuff, but I just couldn't get everything to fit. I don't have as much practice. I'm not a professional like you on making parody songs. This is my first attempt ever at doing this.
And you don't say.
Yeah. So it was plus, not to mention the fact that I only really worked on it two or three different times. I tried to workshop it with you, but you're like, oh, it sounds great. I love it.
I did say that.
Yeah, so that's a little behind the scenes back there, guys. Killer would keep asking Dan what he thinks of this. And all Dan would do is like,
I love it. You're doing great.
Don't change a thing.
Dan called me last night about something else, and when he told me that it was a cappella, we just each laughed into the phone for 90 seconds. Didn't say anything. I was just imagining that voice.
I wish we had audio of that. It was like when I heard TC and Jake watching a Pimple Pop video. The amount of and Jake. So now the dream you had last night, like, has it been reached or even surpassed?
Yeah, I think surpassed.
What you were imagining this would all be.
It was all a trap. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I felt bad.
It's okay.
If it makes you feel any better, there was a tinge of guilt about this whole thing. But because you're just such a fine MVP this week. But
we really wanted to humble you a bit because we thought you were getting a bit high on your horse.
Really?
You know Killer and Blake and Andrew and Dwayne.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Blake and Chip.
You did great, Killer.
The most famous engineer of all. Tony, the head wound engineer.
He has a little hop to it there.
Injury.
Do you think Tony's going to be mad at you now?
You can even say he drooled.
I think he'll be happy.
He drooled.
How hard would it be to just try a little rhyme there?
Here, replay. What?
Had a very severe injury.
Yeah, that part.
And if you ever saw him, you could even say he drooled.
So he's trying to rhyme injury and drools.
They laugh and call him names like Blankenship. They never let hope.
So is he laughing there? He thought that was a pretty good line, right?
Yeah, he's like, I thought this line was good.
I knew it was a very inside line, but I thought it was a good one.
And you just had to.
It's a great
one. Used to laugh and call him names like Blankenship. They.
Boy, that's a lot like Mark Cuban, 6-18.
Blankenship. They never let poor Tony do any of the cool remotes.
Yeah, that part sucked.
Okay.
I couldn't. Then one guy's night out broadcast, Corby and Dan ask Tony, Tony, do you watch Dancing with the Stars? Can you do that trick right now? Then all the engineers love him.
It's all great. I really, really like it.
Like Blankenship. The part that really sucks is, even though I've only really worked on it, it's been in my head for the past 3 days trying to think of things to rhyme.
So you've workshopped it, tweaked it, and done rewrites.
Well, you know.
And not done well.
Like, could you imagine if we just said do it Monday?
You know what, though? There's a lot of artists that never feel like their masterpiece is fully done, and every time they would, you know.
So you're still.
At some point, you just have to put the brush down.
Hey,
you know?
George Lucas did like a recut 20 years later.
Yeah.
You're very George Lucas, is what we're saying. Great job, everyone.
Yeah, you know, that was a good
job on the songs, Mino.
You know what? I'm going to say Killer won.
Killer number one song this year.
Number one!
Absolutely.
How about in your first attempt at the Christmas song contest, you just take the whole thing? Well done.